Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Margo with the Midday News. The headlines. US and Israel launch attack on Iran. Israel declares a state of emergency in the country. India issues an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to exercise utmost caution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches nationwide HPV vaccination program to prevent cervical cancer for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan. Says campaign is an important step towards empowering country's women. Mr. Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates multiple development projects worth over 16,680 crore rupees in Ajmer. DRDO successfully conducts three flight trials of very short-range air defense system from integrated test range Chandipur in Odisha. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka to take on Pakistan in Super 8 clash in Palekele, Sri Lanka this evening. Israel and United States carried out attacks on Iran today. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including capital Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in an 8-minute-long video posted on a social media platform that Washington had begun a military campaign in Iran. He said the U.S. military is undertaking a massive and ongoing operation to prevent the present Iranian regime from threatening America and its core national security interests.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
He added that the objective of the strike is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. He said Iran's menacing activities directly endanger the United States, its troops, bases overseas, and allies throughout the world. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz said his country has launched preemptive attack against Iran, and he also declared a state of emergency across the country. According to the state media, Iran is preparing to take revenge and deliver a strong response. The strikes came amid heightened strain between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement and growing fears of a wider military confrontation in West Asia. Witnesses said blasts struck downtown Tehran as thick smoke was seen rising in the sky. A parent strike in Tehran happened near the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services have been disrupted. A warning to pilots was also issued as multiple explosions were reported across the Iranian capital. Several missiles hit areas along University Street and in the Jamhuri district of Iranian capital. The extent of the damage and possible casualties was not immediately clear. Meanwhile, Iraq has closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. Sirens sounded across Israel at the same time. The Israeli military said the alert measures were aimed at ensuring civilian safety in the event of a retaliatory missile fire from Iran or its regional allies. India has issued an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to exercise utmost caution and remain vigilant at all times in view of the prevailing security situation in the region. Embassy of India in Israel has asked Indian nationals to strictly adhere to the safety guidelines and instructions issued by the Israeli authorities and the Home Front Command. All Indian nationals have been urged to remain in close proximity to designated shelters and familiarize themselves with the nearest protected spaces in their area of residence or work. Indian nationals have been advised to avoid all non-essential and unnecessary travel within Israel until further notice. Citizens are being encouraged to monitor local news, official announcements, and emergency alerts regularly. In case of any emergency, Indian nationals may contact the Embassy of India, Tel Aviv, through the 24/7 helpline, +972 54 752 0711, and email cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. The Indian Embassy in Iran today issued an advisory for its citizens, urging them to exercise utmost caution and remain indoors as far as possible amid the ongoing regional tensions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched a nationwide campaign for human papillomavirus HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer, Rajasthan. The campaign was formally initiated by administering the HPV vaccine to 5 girls. The Prime Minister also inaugurated, dedicated and laid the foundation stone of various projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also distributed appointment letters to more than 21,000 newly selected youths in different departments of the Rajasthan government. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said the BJP government has always prioritized resolving even the smallest problems faced by women. He said that the HPV vaccination campaign is another important step in preventing cervical cancer in women. He said the campaign is an important step towards empowering the country's women power.
मुझे देश भर की बेटियों के लिए एक अहम अभियान शुरू करने का अवसर मिला है जहां अजमेर से एचपीवी वैक्सीनेशन अभियान शुरू हुआ है यह अभियान देश की नारी शक्ति को सशक्त करने की दिशा में अहम कदम है.
Mr. Modi said women are the backbone of every household, and since 2014 the BJP government has launched several schemes to empower women.
ने 2014 से पहले का वो दौर देखा है जिसमें शौचालय के अभाव में बहनों बेटियों को कितनी पीड़ा कितना अपमान झेलना पड़ता था. गरीब बेटियां सैनिटरी पैड्स नहीं ले पाती थी. पहले जो सत्ता में रहे उनके लिए ये छोटी बातें थी लेकिन हमारे लिए ये संवेदनशील मसला था इसलिए हमने इनका मिशन मोड पर समाधान किया.
Taking a dig at Congress for its unruly behavior and the protest at AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said the entire country felt proud of such a grand event, but Congress, which is frustrated and disheartened by repeated electoral defeats, attempted to defame the country before international guests.
AI सम्मेलन हुआ इसमें सबने भारत की खुले मन से प्रशंसा की लेकिन हताशा निराशा में डूबी लगातार पराजय के कारण कांग्रेस ने दुनिया भर के मेहमानों के सामने देश को बदनाम करने की कोशिश की. इन्होंने विदेशी मेहमानों के सामने देश को बेइज्जत करने के लिए पूरा ड्रामा किया.
Mr. Modi will visit Gujarat this afternoon. During his visit, he will inaugurate Micron Technologies' state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly, test and packaging facility in Sanand. We have more from our correspondent.
The inauguration of Micron's Sanand facility today marks a transformative leap for India's technology ecosystem. With a total investment of over 22,500 crore rupees, the project represents the first proposal approved under India's semiconductor mission. This project, which saw its groundbreaking just in September 2023, is now ready to convert advanced DRAM and NAND wafers into finished product for markets worldwide. A key highlight of this facility is its nearly 5 lakh square feet of clean room space, ranking it among the largest raised floor clean rooms in the world. By commencing commercial shipments of the first indigenous memory modules, India is taking a decisive step towards self-reliance in semiconductor sector. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, has successfully conducted three successive flight trials of Very Short Range Air Defense System, VSHORADS, from the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur, off the coast of Odisha. The Defense Ministry said that these tests were carried out to revalidate the capability of VSHORADS missile system in neutralizing high-speed threats flying at various speeds, range, and altitude. During all the flight tests, the missiles intercepted and destroyed the high-speed aerial targets, mimicking enemy aircraft in various threat scenarios, meeting all extreme engagement points. The flight data captured by various range instruments like telemetry, electro-optical tracking system, validated the effectiveness of VSHORADS against a wide range of aerial threats. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated the DRDO, the armed forces and the industries for the successful flight tests of the system. The publication of the incomplete final voter list has begun in West Bengal. Before it goes online, the list has already been shared offline through booth-level officers with the public. Name lists are being posted in different districts. The Election Commission has assured that the list will also be available on its website very soon. Hard copies of the updated rolls were put up in districts including Bankura and Kuch Bihar, even as the list were yet to be made available online on the designated EC portals and mobile application till reports last received. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the resolve to empower youth, strengthen research ecosystems and harness science and technology for national development and global good. In his message on the occasion of National Science Day, Mr. Modi said people are celebrating the spirit of research, innovation and scientific curiosity that drives the nation forward. He said this day commemorates the groundbreaking discovery of the Raman effect by C.V. Raman, which placed Indian research firmly on the global map. Principal Scientific Advisor Professor Ajay Kumar Sood today said that the science and technology sector will act as a pathway in the mission of Viksit Bharat 2047. Addressing the national-level celebration of National Science Day 2026 in New Delhi, Professor Sood said that the day honours the spirit that drives the country forward. He also highlighted that women employment in the country has almost doubled in recent years, emphasizing that women are the catalysts of national progress.
Celebrating National Science Day under this theme is not only about recognizing or acknowledging women's contribution to laboratories, classrooms and startups, but it is also recognizing them as the catalyst of national progress in all walks of life. It reinforces the idea that science is not an abstract pursuit, but rather than as a force that shapes society, economy, and culture.
News just in. Explosions have been heard in northern Israel as the country is trying to intercept the incoming Iranian missiles. Israel has issued a nationwide warning after Iran reportedly launched missiles. In Brazil, the death toll from heavy rains in southeastern state of Minas Gerais has risen to 68. Search and rescue efforts continue to locate possible survivors under the debris of collapsed houses. Moving on to sports. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium, Palekele, in a Super 8 Group 2 match this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Earlier, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in a Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. And in Super 8 action on Thursday, India defeated Zimbabwe by 72 runs in a crucial Super 8 match in Chennai. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. U.S. and Israel launch attack on Iran. Israel declares a state of emergency in the country. India issues an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to exercise utmost caution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches nationwide HPV vaccination program to prevent cervical cancer for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan. Says campaign is an important step towards empowering country's women. Mr. Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates multiple development projects worth over 16,680 crore rupees in Ajmer. DRDO successfully conducts three flight trials of very short-range air defense system from integrated test range Chandipur in Odisha. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka to take on Pakistan in Super 8 clash in Palekele, Sri Lanka this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.